De qua bambù capì?
Oh.
Che
As of the beginning of this year, a new package of social reforms has come into effect here in the Czech Republic, introducing major changes related to childcare. Until recently, mothers had been receiving parental allowance in regular installments over a period of 3 years. Now, the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry has introduced a new system intended to give parents more flexibility in combining work and childcare by giving them freedom of choice. I went to see a few mothers who have been directly affected by the reform. Magda Kudláčková, a mother of three, is one of them.
So my oldest son is 7. Then there is another son, Mikuláš, he's 2. And the youngest child, Dora, is 2 months old.
Magda and thousands of others will have to get acquainted with the changes introduced. Within the first 6 months of their maternity leave, they have to decide which type of parental allowance they want to draw. Parents are free to choose between a 2-year parental leave with a monthly contribution of 11,400 crowns, a 3-year parental leave with a monthly contribution of 7,600, or a 4-year leave with a monthly contribution of 7,600, which is reduced to 3,800 when the child reaches 21 months of age. In short, the longer time they want to spend at home with their child, the less money they get. Ruth Kolinska, who heads a network of mother centres, says that despite some minor faults, it is definitely a change for the better.
After more than 18 years of freedom, the family policy in this country has finally started to change. After the fall of communism, the country suddenly shifted from a state family policy that was based on looking after people to a policy where the family was considered a private entity in which the state shouldn't intervene. Now we're moving to a more moderate stance. I think that the government has finally realised that it's necessary to create conditions where parents and families can make their own choice.
According to Mrs. Kolinska, the reform has set up an efficient model, but bringing the change into effect will be another matter. Still, she says the new system will make it easier for mothers to pursue a career, and it could also succeed in involving more fathers in childcare.
It
would be better to choose from even more possibilities. I think the new system is attractive, especially for those parents who want to return to work as soon as possible. But I still think there is a choice for mothers from across the whole social spectrum. I deliberately don't mention fathers because there aren't many fathers in this country who stay at home to look after the children, although things are gradually improving. I hope that this new model of drawing parental allowance could involve more fathers in childcare. Perhaps in families where mothers make more than fathers, the fathers will agree to stay at home for the shortest 2-year period. So I think it could help in this way.
With her first child, who has just turned 7, Magda Kudláčková experienced the old system when she stayed at home for 3 years and then returned to work.
I started working when my first son was 3. I worked for 2 years, worked as an English teacher. It sounds terrible now to me.
Now it is up to her and her husband to decide how long she should stay at home with their youngest child and what type of installments they want to draw.
I decided to stay at home for 3 years because it'll be, by the time it will be 5 years staying at home, and I think that it's really enough. I'll see. I think it also depends on the health of children, because some children really tend to get sick very often when they start going to the kindergarten, and some don't. So I'll see, I think. But I think that 3 years for the youngest child at home is enough.
And could you choose this first possibility, 2 years? It only concerns mothers who earn over 16,000.
Not me.
So you couldn't go for the first possibility, even if you wanted.
But I think I wouldn't.
The new system has only been in practice for 2 weeks. So far, it appears that most mothers prefer to stay at home for 3 years. The shortest 2-year leave with the highest installments is by far the least popular. Authorities say this is because many mothers don't have the required net income of 16,400. This is also the case of Marta Mlenková.
My name is Marta, and I work as a language teacher for a language school here in Prague. And I'm not married yet, but maybe I'm going to be married in 1 or 2 years, I don't know. And my partner works in Prague as well, and he works for the Czech Statistic Office.
And the important thing is that you are expecting a baby.
Yes, exactly.
And when is it to be born?
Well, it's due in May, so it's getting quite close, I would say. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't take the first option, as because, again, using this trade certificate and after the tax return, my average income is not high enough to take the first option. So, and I think the third one is too long. Like 4 years is too long, and of course the money is not so good. So I think we'll take the middle one. It's 7,600 crowns, and it's for 3 years, and I would like to stay at home for the first 2 years, and then my partner would take over and stay with the baby for the last year, which I think is a good thing, because the baby can experience the father's side of, I don't know, of looking after him.
According to Marta Mlenková, financial support given by the state, including a birth grant of 13,000 crowns, is not insignificant.
I think you can buy a lot of things with 13,000. I think you can actually buy a pram and a cot, so I think it's very useful.
Mm-hmm. As a self-employed person, however, she won't receive high maternity leave payments, and without her partner, it would be quite difficult to make ends meet.
Well, I will receive the minimum, because I work on a so-called trade certificate, and I just contributed small amounts in the previous 2 years, so it won't be very high, but I will still get 7,600 crowns for the first 6 months. So I will rely quite a lot on the help of my partner in the first 6 months.
According to Ruth Kolinska from the Network of Mother Centres, parents should ideally decide not according to their economic situation, but according to their children's needs. Some critics say, however, that this is impossible for single or socially disadvantaged mothers, arguing that the reform only suits women who are well off or women who want to pursue their career. It is probably too early to tell, but judging by the first 2 weeks since the reforms were introduced, many parents need more information, and others feel that there is still space for improvement.